Begin the Quran Dab Mesechus Eim and Nevelam and Alpha. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the Taste of Master. Begins words of the Rashi Bagaras, which tries to explain what's the appropriate gears in the Gemara. Because the Gemara brought that if someone takes off Ma'aser Rishon before Truma Gedayla, if it was already when it was in the smooth pa, what's called the Kri, then the Levi has to go ahead and separate not just Truma's Ma'aser, but also Truma Gedayla. So Taz brings that Rashi Bagaras, Rashi's gears in the Gemara, and it says, Allah HaMakra, is Mekomat Nesechem Terima. From all your gifts, you have to take them Truma. Because that's the Arba Truma Gedayla, that's the Mat Truma Gedayla, and you're saying even from Ma'aser Rishon, he has to separate Truma Gedayla. Because Avol Mekomat Nesechem Terima, but from the other Pasaka, from all your types, you have to take up Truma, that actually be Truma's Ma'aser command. That's the Mat Truma's Ma'aser, that wouldn't tell us anything regarding the obligation of the Levi to separate also Truma Gedayla. Tunek says, Mazda begins with Gemara, Mari Isa, what do you see fit? So Tais explains the Gemara's question. Because the Gemara had brought that if Ma'aser Rishon was taken off before the Truma Gedayla by Shibayla, by the stalks, by the ears of grain, oh, that says only Ma'aser in the Ma'aser. And that Rav said the Baya, then even by the Smudha Pal too, you should say that he shouldn't have to take up Truma Gedayla. That he says, oh, and you the Pasuk says, because Masrechem Terima is called Truma Hashem, all Truma Hashem. And that the Gemara says, oh, Mari Isa. Now, Mefarash Rivah, the Rivah explains, but the Gemara's question is, Mari Isa L'chalik Bein Ekdim B'Kri L'Ekdim B'Shabal, what do you see fit to differentiate between if the Levi beats the coin when it's by the smoother pile, whereas in contrast to when it comes in before, when it's the ears of grain, what the Gemara's question is Ema B'Kri B'Kri Nami Patim B'Kri M'Kri. The Gemara's question essentially is that you should say that even if he gets there first by the smoother pile of grain, he should still be exempt from Trim M'Kri. Since it didn't yet become the obligation of Meister yet, because the obligation of Komat Nasechem is only when you have the obligation when you already saw the house of the face. And that didn't happen yet, so you should be even exempt over there. Because as Riva explains, you cannot explain when the Gemara's question, Mari Isa, name Ibchad, say, oh, maybe say the opposite, which is L'chai B'Kdim B'Shabon, V'Lifte G'Kdim B'Kri, then maybe you only obligate him when he got there first by the ears, but actually exempt him when he got there first by the smudah pal. The ends of the sword, that's not logical. If anything, it's the exact opposite. At a later stage, when it's more close to be considered dagan, so rather it's just also, but not to say the opposite, as oftentimes Omar Issa means, it means the opposite. The next test begins with the Gemara B'Kamash B'lan, and what it's telling us is the Incha Mishma'akim, that the added fifth does not withhold the validity. Chase explains that it's not a bona fide conclusion, meaning Mishnah said you can make an error with Ma'aser Shein that was redeemed. The Gemara says obviously it was redeemed. The Gemara says no. You gave the principle, you didn't give the fifth. And we're telling you that the Chaim Mishnah Ma'akim. So then Taisa bothers, says Bim Timmy, they begin to say, wait a second. Amai Lod Pasha Ma'akim, why didn't the Gemara resolve from Obi Ibn Pegas? When the Gemara brings the Bum and Tid Nundal and Olive, they ain't a Chaim Mishnah Ma'akim. The Gemara asks us a question over there. Seemingly, you have from the Lachavah Mishnah, obviously Chaim Mishnah Ma'akim for it to be considered as opinion. That's Taisa Bishlam. No, what you can say is Mishnah Ma'akim, because the Gemara could reject what the Gemara is saying over here. Well, look, we could say, yeah, when we say redeemed, it was even that you gave the fifth. Then you're back to the question of Agav the most pshiti. Then it's obvious halacha. No, you could say Agav Ma'aser Rishon, Nakar Ma'aser Sheni, only because we said in the case of making Eber Ma'aser Rishon, so it was said Ma'aser Sheni that was redeemed. But you're right, there's no chiddush per se, and the Ma'aser Sheni delivered the Gemara over there, and Azav does not bring a raya from our mission the way our Gemara is explaining it. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara Shabbatoy Agav Asimon that was redeemed on an Asimon. Tinnik explained what is this Asimon, which we said that it wasn't properly redeemed. And that's the case when we say it wasn't redeemed. It was redeemed. It just, Ma'aser Sheni has to be redeemed on a coin and not an asimon. So, Pirsha Kohen Drash explains, what is this asimon? It's ma'a b'lay tzura. It's a coin without a figure on the coin. It's not a fully minted coin. That's what's invalid. Now, v'had mechalal in Ma'aser Sheni al asimon Reb Deisa, but this that Reb Deisa actually says that you could deconsecrate the Ma'aser Sheni on asimon. Tzvei Ma'aser Sheni tell them some of the more than the monies that are given to the as a sign for the which are just these metal pieces to the bath as a tandem paragraph of the Gemara brings them to the Mazin of Bays. Why isn't that the same thing then? And that says no, because Haini Mishum Dasimon also the Mishkal Burekh Kurov. Dasimon, it has the right weight, has the right width. Bainum Khasal, the only thing it's missing is the actual form of the minting. Ubidavakal yet come and very easily you can make many coins out of them. And therefore that Reb Deisa is held that it would be valid in contrast to the just the metal pieces are given to the bath as a tandem. Now, but according to the interpretation of Rashi, because of Ben Tam, it's a difficult. Because in Perek B'Ma'ish, the Gemara in Shabbos Dav Samachim and Alpha Amas says, "Ibish M'Tzurasa." When it's talking about over there regarding what's healing for a person to put on the wound on his foot, it says, "Wait a second. If it's because of the figure on the coin, Lebel La Pulsa, you should make a pulsa, which is a piece of wood, that has a figure on it. Why do you need specifically a coin? Now, says Taisus, says Rabbi Tam, Mashma the Yeshel of Tzur, it sounds like that this pulsa has a figure on it. Now, the problem is about Zav, the Gemara and Zav says that Maya Simon, pulsa. So pulsa is a Simon, and the Simon has a Tzur, and Rashi says Simon does not have a Tzur. And that's to say, if you're similar to the Persian coins, what you can say for Rashi is not difficult. The Kari Asimon, the Chodav Shein Asa Kel Chase. Asimon intrinsically means a coin that was not made fully to its fullest form. Now, it could mean Oishal Kesav in Love Tzur. It could either mean, like we're explaining over here, that it's made out of silver, it just doesn't have a form. Oishal Eitzav Yeshlam Tzur. Or it could be wood that has a Tzur, but it's not silver. And therefore, that's why it's not a contradiction on Rashi. It just doesn't have one of the two. And in our context, it means that it's silver, just doesn't have a Tzur. And there, it means that it has a Tzur, just does not made out of silver. The next Taisa Matzah begins with the Gemara of Nasan. I guess it becomes, the Pasuk says, you give him the money and it becomes his. Which Taisa explains, why is it that we're saying that real estate is not going to be included in this halacha? The Gemara says, oh, you cannot deconsecrate hektish on land. Because it says, Nasan, I guess it becomes, you give money. Taisa explains, now, although in general, generally what's worth money is like money in halacha. So real estate definitely is worth money. But Hachi commuter, as Taisa explains, here we have a mi'at. Where's the mi'at? The Gemara elsewhere expounds this pasuk as a klal prat klal. So it sounds like in the Gemara Bukhari is not per gish Bukhari there enough and alf that says im poydim lebavad mechuli. Now they go ahead and redeem with slaves and documents and land, and it tells us that v'lo hektishin, same thing applies regarding hektish. Mafarshim b'gemara, the Gemara explains what does that mean. V'lo hektish b'chaleilu, a hektish also cannot redeem with one of these three things: not with slaves, not with documents, and not with karka. And where's that learned out? And therefore we see that the halacha of hektish is explicitly excluding land, and that's why we're saying that you cannot deconsecrate hektish on land. Now, but then says Tzitzit Bintayim, going to say the min meila. The thing is, it says in the Gemara Masechtas Meila on Daf Yudalim and Aleph that how do they build the mikdash? So bain b'chol, they would borrow funds, unconsecrated funds. V'achach makdishin. And then they would sanctify, they would bring monies of hektish, worth the amount, and deconsecrate onto the building. Now, Alma Mechalilin Mois Hektish al Binyan. When we see that we are deconsecrating monies of hektish on a binyan, on a structure, didn't we say you cannot deconsecrate hektish on land? Statistic is two approaches. You can say, regarding this, Chashav Taldash al Sef Chibrei, we consider this that was originally detached, which are the building elements, although it was subsequently attached, we consider it Taldash. We consider it as it's detached, and therefore you could deconsecrate the hektish on that. It's not considered like land. Or inam, another person says hasam b'chashiv talish tvei. No, even if generally we will consider it as mechubur, they were going to consider it more so as it's detached and not like karka, because keeping the lekadosh could be not going to sanctify it. Oy miletlish, you can end up uprooting it because it has to be sanctified. If you can't sanctify it, so therefore that's why you'll have to deconsecrate onto it and make it sanctified. Because it's really considered as talish because of its destiny, and that's why you're allowed to deconsecrate onto it. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, Kambe Ruba Tchumen. Here we're talking about an Erev of Tchumen. Which explains what's the reason why you cannot send a cotton to go ahead and create an Erev Tchumen, which the Gemara is differentiating between Erev of Chatzir that he could do, but Erev Tchumen that he cannot do. So Pesach Kodrash explains, Erev Tchumen, Aknu Yeshavisahu. It's an acquisition of a Shabbos residence. The cotton, Loyal Mukne, he does not have the power to create an acquisition. Now, says the Bekash is difficult because the Perek Bast Amila and the last Perek Amila of Chaval of Menav Amad Gemara says Gabi Shalak. When someone sends monies of hektish, biat chereshet v'katan, the hands of a cheresh, a shaita, or cotton, to go do mundane things with it, which is meila. So on that says the Gemara, asr shlichusai, if they do their agency, balabai small, the homeowner has committed meila. Parak the Gemara has, but balab b'nei shlichus nino, but they're not considered men of agency. How could it be considered going back and attributed to the balabais? Shandi Gemara answers, Asu kahi, that case of sending the child, the cheresh, it's like the case of our Gemara regarding Erev Tchumen. The Nasna al-Pil Balicha, that you put it on the Erev of the two meals on the elephant and it goes. Al-Kray Balicha on the monkey and it goes. Hareza Erev, we say in our Gemara, that is considered an Erev. Al-Mesabit Shlichusayu. Obviously, we see that it's considered that they do the agency. It's his agency. Al-Mesabit Shlichusayu. Here also, it's considered that they're doing his agency. So says Teis Amud that you see, Afil ala kaif, a pill, hariz erev. Even on a monkey or an elephant, it's considered as an erev. So Rashi say, if you send an erev in the child, it's not considered an erev because it cannot do a kinyan. What do you mean, an elephant and a monkey could do? But, also according to Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like the Abba Olam Levikni, that if he would have the strength to create an acquisition, Hamehemile, Vaver, we would trust him that he did it and would be an heir. If that's the case, surely asked. Maybe the child didn't bring it there. Maybe they didn't take it from him. What do you mean? To keep him Hamehemile, since you do trust him, it's just that you're saying he just doesn't have the power to make an acquisition, but you would trust him until he brought it there. And if they wouldn't take it from him, Yaakov would bring it back. So what's the Gemara's question? So the Chen Yilafash Deva actually seems to explain a different interpretation. The Ruvah Techumen, the reason why that's more stringent than Ruvah Chatzeres, is Hoyal Basimachu Akra. Although it's not biblical, but it's alluded to in the Pasuk, so Chamir, it's more stringent. And Elohim Nur Abund, the Rabundu do not trust him. But I have an Erev, and Elohim Boim and Bereon, there is not going to be Erev unless you see him going and bringing it over there. Now, Bahim Devila, this that we bring in Mesetz and Eil, the Nasna Alakayev, that if you put on the monkey, the Abayev, it's going to be an Erev, Marina Boim and Bereon, there it's Ostama, where you're standing and you see him, you make sure he brings it. Because the Kishayna Mevere, you're right, if you don't stand and see him bring it, lo have it, wouldn't be there. Get down Mishmaid, like we learn our own Sugya in the Braisa. Nosn lakay vaylichay, they give it to the monkey and he brings it in, ain't the Arab. It's only if you're standing and you're watching. Well, Kach Tantni B'Me'ilah Alakayv, that's why it says, Taisis, in the second Me'ilah, it says that he put his Alakayv on the monkey. Mashim Dein, the Semech HaChachmas, it's you're not relying on the wisdom and the reliance of the monkey itself. Whereas, Vahach Mishmaid Ketani Likayv, here in our Sugya, we're saying, you give it to the monkey. Sounds like that you're actually going to rely on the monkey, and that's why the Erev is not going to be as a valid Erev. Now, Taisa explains this that we said that a child is not trusted to go ahead and bring the Erev. Now, the Avagav of the Perakam of the Pesachim, although in the Gemara in the first part of Pesachim, Avdal and Abayz, Amar Gabi Bidikat Chavaz, the Gemara says regarding doing a Bidikah of Chametz in a person's house. Him Nina Rabban, Rabban, that they Rabban trusted a child by Rabbinic law, and here's also Rabbinic law, so why don't we trust a child? Says Taisa, no, Haim Abayz Shalem, that's specifically regarding Bidikat Chametz in the child's own house. The Rabban law, it's imposed upon him, it's his obligation, then we trust him. Avashlichim, regarding agency for someone else, it could have been with the we could say that, oh, he gave up hope, and he didn't end up following through. And Kain Zeh Perish HaKonj, L'kam Gabi Chazok Al-Chabe, Rashi actually gives such a type of the differentiation, a division, regarding Chazokah on a Talmud Chacham, where it's specifically regarding when it's his own produce, then we have a Chazokah that he for sure took up time. But if someone else asked him to do it, then actually we don't necessarily hold that he did it, and that's the same idea that we're differentiating here regarding the child. And the Rishami Nami, so to the Rishami, Mechalik Ben Amr Tzeba Arab, it differentiates between when he says, go out and make an Erev, Ben Amr Tzeba Arab Lach, when he says, go out and make an Erev for you. With there, actually, we would rely on the minor if he's doing it for himself, and it's for him, like his own house, in contrast, when he's doing it for someone else, that's when we don't rely on the minor. So next to the master begins with the Gemara of Aleichas Dimalei Shalkman. We have to be concerned. Maybe the person that you had designated didn't take care of the child. Because I'm Rebbe Chiel, so the Gemara says, oh, like Rebbe Chiel said. So this is what's the Gemara's question and answer. Because in the Mishnah, if you send it with a Chereshah to be caught, it's not an Erev. Tell someone else to receive it from him, it's going to be an Erev. The Gemara says, wait a second, maybe the guy didn't take it. The Gemara says, no, like Rebbe Chiel said, we have a Chazak, a Shlich is going to do a Shlich. Now, Teis Bazim, Teis at the second look, it says, Micah Baruch, Micah Bashani, what's the Gemara's question, what's the Gemara's answer? You can must need from the Deek of the Mishnah already, Shamin, the Chazak, a Shlich, we already know this principle of a Chazak, the Shlich is going to do his age. The Gitani. The Mishnah said, if you send it beyond Chazak, we call it an Zair, if you send it in the Chazak, we call it Ben's not Air. The inference is obviously, if you have the Kech and a regular person, now raise Air, because obviously, Shlich, what's the Gemara's question and answer? Unless you said, for somebody, you can say, is the Hassan, Semich, Lab, Lagami. No. There, by Bekech, it's someone where you totally rely on him totally. And then, yes, we know Chazak Shlich HaZuklusay. Aval Hachab, in this case, Shamal Hem Lekamahem, he didn't tell that guy, Chaim Yankel, to go out and do the Erev. You just said, I'm sending my child, and you should receive from them. Ah, Dalei Samach Lebuchal HaShlichas. Oh, then you didn't rely on him on the entire agency. Oh, Mim Nov Le'Yavah didn't hold back, and they won't actually do it. Shemachi Parach, that's what the Gemara is asking, and say, hey, how do you know the guy did it? Mishan, that's the Gemara is answering, even so, even if you didn't give him the whole agency, only part of it, that even they were going to say, Chazak HaShlich HaShlichusay. Tinek says the master begins with the Gemara. Hey, Chet Medrav Chizda B'Chulu. Where was this teaching of Chizda itself said that we're bringing? The Taz explains. So, actually, why Rav Chizda B'Chil didn't say their interpretation on the Mishnah? In other words, we said in the Mishnah that he sent it with a Chesh of Kod, not an Eir. But if he tells someone else to receive, it's going to be an Eir. So, the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe he didn't bring it there, maybe that he didn't accept. So, we say both Rav Chizda and Rav Chil say, oh, you watched and you saw him bring it, and oh, you told him to receive it, and therefore, Chazak Shlei Chazak Chosen. Now, the Gemara says, and where were the original teachings? Oh, it's regarding when you give it to an elephant, you give it to a monkey to bring it. So what's bothering Taisa is, from them we're going to say, then why didn't they just say their interpretation on the Mishnah? Like we see in our own Gemara, they have to explain the Mishnah, so why would they go and interpret it on the Brisa? On this is the Yishlam, what you could say is, it's really because they hold the Talmud Masnit and Dain's Arab, the reason why in the Mishnah it's not going to be an Arab, La Mishum Dulei Mehemdi. It's not because that it's not trusted. It's simply because they're not strong enough to create the halach of tchumen. That's why it's not difficult on the Mishnah. You can't ask, wait a second, maybe the child didn't bring the Eiva. Maybe that guy didn't receive it. Because we trust the child that he brought the Eiva and he did what he had to do. Whereas, by the case of the elephant, the monkey, where we don't have no nemanus over there, and that's where they had the questions. Now, Bryce the Meila, Tanya, Philip Pil have an Eiva, and the Bryce the Meila, it says that even for an elephant, it's going to be an Eiva. Obviously, Loish Milahu. Obviously, Rabbi Chizda didn't hear this Bryce, and never they explain that the reason why you cannot send the Eiv with a minor is because of the acquisition of the Eiv, and they can't make the Kinyan. But regarding the Monus, we do have Baikon, specifically from the Bryce that talks about the elephant. That's who said, hey, wait a second, how's that going to work? There's no Monus over there. But obviously, that they didn't hear this Bryce because the Bryce regarding the Eiv sounds like that you could create an agency. Even somebody that cannot go ahead and acquire a kinyan of the heir. Now, more of a misnid me'ila, the Mishnah Masechtas me'ila, the place that previously brought, where it's obvious from there that you don't need to have that the shliach should be able to make a kinyan. So, how could Rav Chidna V'chil say that a katan is not going to be heir because they can't acquire a kinyan? Therefore, that's why they were only asking that question on the Braisa. So he says, Ikal Shnui Shnui Achrina. No, because actually you could explain that Mishnah Masechta Me'ila otherwise. And when you send it in the Cher Shreit to be cotton, the reason why the Baal Bayis is going to be Maal is the Mishnah Hasim, the Gemara answers over there, the Su Kematan Shal Zezim. We made it like the vat of the olives, which there, the sweat of the olives makes it susceptible to Tumah, even though you didn't squeeze it by hand. The Gemara says, because he prefers it to happen. Oh, that's Chashav Kamais, that's like he did in action. So to over here, since he wants the Cheshad Rekotten to do his agency, even though they're not Bnei Shlichas, it would be like as if the Baal Bayis, as if they did it, and the Baal Bayis would be Maul, and therefore that's why they would be able to explain that Mishnah besides Me'ila, and they obviously did not hear the Braisa in Me'ila either, and therefore again, that's why they asked him on the Braisa, not on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, they thought it was coming from a different reason. Not because, like these questions that we're asking of Nemanis, but simply because Na'om Lamikni, and that's what the Gemara says, that oh, ultimately, we're explaining that, no, that question would be the same on our Mishnah. You have to give the same answer that they give on the Braisa.